Good morning. My name is the Phil Joo Kim from South Korea, and actually I am professor at the National University in South Korea. Today just I will talk to the methane, one of the very important greenhouse gas. In particular, I have the interest, the electron acceptors, to suppress methane. This what? No. Not work. Okay. And then writing. It's okay? Okay, I will keep going. The interesting thing, the most of the methane come from the anthropogenic. 70% of the total methane come from the anthropogenic. In particularly agricultural side, approximately 40% of anthropogenic methane come from the agricultural side. In particularly the 20% of the anthropogenic the methane come from the rice paddy soil. As you know, in Korea, main agricultural land, more than 70% of agricultural land in the rice paddy soil. This means this methane could be very important target greenhouse gases in South Korea in agricultural side. And what is the mechanism of the production of the methane in the rice paddy soil? Actually, this is come from the decomposition of the organic matters, such as from simple organic acid or carbon dioxide, this is converted into methane by methanogens under extremely anaerobic condition, less than the 200 millivolt of soil EH value. However, this the methane also can change it into the carbon dioxide with the supply, the oxygen, under the more than the minus 200 millivolt of the soil EH value. This methane emission is one of the balance, production, and then oxidation. However, very interestingly, most of the methane, more than 90% of the methane is emitted through the Erantema channel of rice plant. This means without rice cultivation, we can expect more than 90% of the methane reduction in a rice paddy soil. However, this is impossible. And then from here, I have the interesting how to minimize methane emission from rice paddy soil. This is one of the typical patterns of the methane emission. With the flooding, the soil EH value dramatically decreased. And reversely, this methane emission rate dramatically increased and maximized in the heading stage. And after that, this is dramatically also decreased. Fortunately, my rice cultivar is a Japonica type. It's less than indica types. And then from now, I am focusing on what is the electron acceptors, why this is effective on suppressing methane emission in rice paddy soil. This is one of the reduction and oxidation sequence. This is we have the pair ions, oxidized ions or reduced ions. Such as nitrate have the ammonium nitrogen, also ferric ions could be pairs in the ferrous ions. Also sulfate, also carbon dioxide have the several elements or several ions have the something sequence reactions. But this is the electron acceptors such as nitrate, ferric or sulfate, manganate could be very important electron captures. This means with application is like the electron acceptors, we can minimize, it can reduce electron activities, and then can reduce methane emission. However, this nitrate feasibility in a rice paddy soil is very low because this has a very strong leaching potential. Also, sulfate have something dangerous point. This is can make something acidify soil. Also, manganate have a very high toxicity. In my view, this is the ferric ions could be very important electron acceptors. There are so many soil amendments having electron acceptors, such as ammonium nitrate, ammonium nitrate or ferric oxide or like this one. If we select something, the good soil amendment, we can suppress the methane emission through the something electron activity reductions. The to evaluate this, like the amendment, just I studied the first of all incubation test, and then next part test, and then finally I confirm in the field test. First of all, I select there are several soil amendments which have the high concentration of the electron acceptors. For example, fly ash have the very high concentration of the iron compound. Also, the phosphate gypsum have the very high concentration of the sulfate. This is very strong electron acceptors, as well as I select types of silicate fertilizer, which come from iron steel manufacturing process. This also the SF has very high concentration of the iron compound, also manganate. And through the incubation test, we estimated the effect of each selected soil amendment to the methane production activity, as well as methanogenesis activities. This is one of the data, mostly with the increasing application levels, the methanogenesis activity was decreased. This means that these acceptors could be effective on reducing the methane production in a soil. And then in particularly SF, this is a silicate fertilizer was so effective to decreasing methanogenesis activities. And also was very effective to reduce the methane production activity. This was this is caused by increased CO2 production activities. From here already, I confirmed the effect electron acceptors to suppressing the methane emission through the incubation test, and then I tested part test. This is effect to the rice the production as well as the methane emissions. In here, I applied from the 2 tons per 20 megagram per hectare, and it is part test. I tested the methane emission rate as well as changes of the soil parameters. And that also we found with increasing this the amendment, we found that dramatically or significantly decreased the patterns of the methane emission. Also, we got similar trend, the fly ash or 3 selected soil amendments. This is one of the response to the total metal emission as well as the grain yield. And the selected soil amendment was so effective on decreasing methane emission rate as well as increasing the grain productivity. And among them, I select for the field test the best one. Highest yield increase as well as highest decreasing of the methane emissions. This is SF. To confirm SF effect in the field, I studied for 2 years in the field. And then here also I applied our recommendation levels is 2 tons per hectare. And then I selected a maximum 4 tons per hectare. And then also I found similar patterns. This was so effective to decreasing the methane emission rate during whole rice cultivation period. Also, I found very high effective on reducing methane emission, maximum 4 tons per hectare. We can expect more than 20% of methane emission reduction here, as well as increasing 15% of the rice grain yield increase. Maybe this amendment could be very effective to decrease the methane emission as well as rice productivity increase. And then also different rice cultivars such as Japonica or Indica type 2 cultivar, have very effective on suppressing methane flux as well as increasing rice productivity. Maybe this could be the very good amendment in order tropical zones as well as temperate zones. And this is very well-known fact. This is the methane emission rate was very strong negative correlation with the EH value or also in particular here, I found very strong negative correlation with the iron compound, such as ferrous ions or ferric ions, the active iron compound. This means that the iron come from the silicate fertilizer react, one of the as the electron acceptors and the suppressed methanogens or methane production activities. And also methanogens, there are seven families of the methanogens in rice paddy soil. However, most of them, with the increasing application levels of the silicate fertilizer, this activity dramatically decreased. And then might be, also, in contrast, methanotrophs was increased with the increasing application levels. This means it might be this is the silicate fertilizer, something electron acceptors containing in silicate fertilizer, suppressing methanogens activity, and then increased something methanotrophs activities. And also the plant growth characteristics are so important. In my study, the rice productivity or biomass productivity was significantly increased with the increasing silicate fertilizer application levels. In here, we found a very strong negative correlation with most of the growth characteristic of the rice. In particular, the photosynthesis rate or root volume is so important to the decreasing the methane emission rate during the rice cultivation here. And from here, I am thinking how to improve our electron acceptance effect on suppressing methane emissions in rice paddy soil. There are several methodologies could be considerable. First of all, how to improve soil physical property, such as the no-tillage or minimum tillage could be one of the very important alternatives. And the other one, soil amendment development, such as already I introduced the effect of the electron acceptors on suppressing methane emission.
Start now. So thank you, everybody, for getting up relatively early if you're from the West Coast and coming to the session. Appreciate it. Let me give you some background on this session. The National Society of Consulting Soil Scientists has merged Small. I'm a consulting soil scientist from Spokane. I work in land application and wastewater. And if we could all just go around the room in a few minutes. Yes?
Okay, I start again. Okay, mostly finished, however. Okay, I will keep going. First of all, I try to improve the effect of the electron acceptors to suppress methane emission. For example, this is very important, combining together soil electron acceptors and then something to improve soil physical property, such as the minimum or no-tillage could be very the combination effect we can expect. also the something development of the soil amendment having much more effective electron acceptors, such as combining with the others, such as the revolving furnace slag or the something ferric ions. Also the co-utilization of the oxygen supporting microorganisms, such as cyanobacteria. This was reported by several researchers. However, I am not sure. Okay. And then the lastly might be development the rice cultivar, which has a lower emission characteristic of the methane, could be the one of the very alternative to combine together to increase the effect of these soil amendments. And then, for example, in the no-tillage system, this is very effective to decreasing methane emission rate. For example, this is one of the my data. We can expect that more than 40% of the methane production was reduced by introducing the no-tillage system. However, combined together with the no-tillage and then this is the silicate fertilizer, electron acceptors, increased much more the effect of the methane reductions. For example, in the no-tillage or tillage together, this electron acceptors was so effective on decreasing methane emission, as well as this was so effective on increasing rice productivity. Also, we have several amendments can considerable, which has the high concentration of the electron acceptors, such as this is one of the silicate fertilizer come from industrial side as the byproducts. However, another byproducts is the revolving furnace slag containing lots of the ferric ions, active ions, might be combined together, we can increase something effect over the electron acceptors as soil amendments. For example, this is the RFS contained high concentration of the active ions and means that was so effective on decreasing methane, methanogenesis activity. Might be this could be result in reduction of the methane production in rice field. This is one of my tests. We combined together I introduced before, SF, silicate fertilizer, combined together with RFS. However, just with adding 10%, we can decrease more than 50% of the methane emission during rice cultivation. Might be we developed this like soil amendment, could be suppress methane emission much more effectively. And then the rice cultivar also could be very important. For example, this is there are two types of the rice cultivar. One is a long-term cultivar. We call late maturing cultivar. And then also the other one is short-term rice cultivar. In our general background, might be this short-term rice cultivar. This means in a very short period we need the flooding. And means this like a short period of the flooding, we can expect something reduction of the methane comparing with the long-term rice cultivar. However, in the field test, we did not match this like basic general information. Okay. Already I gave the information, might be short-term rice cultivar could be effective on decreasing the methane emission. However, in my study, this is the short-term or this is long-term. However, even though short-term, the rice cultivar have the very high, much more higher methane, total seasonal methane flux. However, this is long-term, have some of the rice cultivar was have the very low seasonal methane flux. This means with selecting the best rice cultivar and combined together soil amendments such as the silicate fertilizer could be so effective on decreasing methane production during whole rice cultivation period. Okay, anyway, I will conclude so early. And then among the selected amendment might be silicate fertilizer or phosphate gypsum was so effective on decreasing methane production activity. And then also in Patest, I confirmed the effect of the silicate fertilizer was the best soil amendment of the mice studied. And in the field test also, this silicate fertilization can reduce something the more than approximately 20% of the total methane emission, as well as increase more than 15% of rice productivity. And it might be something improvement of silicate fertilizer combining together with the no-tillage was something other could be countermeasure to reduce the methane emission. Okay. Anyway, I will advertise we will have a 20th World Congress of Soil Science in Jeju Island 2014. And then we will make a wonderful post-conference tours. Please don't forget our International Conference of the Soil Science 2014. Okay, thank you for your attention. Not variety. This is just one variety.
Right.
And we apply different levels of the silicate fertilizer. However, this silicate fertilizer was effective on increasing rice productivity. Higher with increasing application levels, methane emission was reduced. Understand? And means this same condition, one cultivar and the soil amendment application showed the soil negative correlation. However, in the different rice cultivar, generally this methane emission increased with have the positive correlation with the biomass productivity. Okay.
How expensive is this silicate fertilizer that you have to buy?
Okay. This is the general soil amendment in the South Korea as well as Japan in China. Still, we don't know the effect of the silicate fertilizer in the tropical country. This is one of the general fertilizer soil amendment. In our government, supplied every 3 years interval to improve soil fertility. Yeah. Actually, this work was done by former PhD students, just I supervised. However, there are several methodologies to estimate soil porosity. Yeah, root porosity. Okay, root volume or root porosity. And then some things, we estimated the soil, root porosity, similarly with the soil porosity investigation. Something by using something, water submerging. And so we determine something changes of the volumes of the, after water, how to say, in the mesh cylinder, first of all, we added something, the dried, the root, and then removed the gas. And then added the water, and then removed the gas, and then we estimate the changes of the volume. Okay. Okay, thank you so much.